Hey everybody, I want to welcome you to the vision exercise. This most likely isn't your first chance to realize that I'm a little bit crazy and might ask you to do some things that are, shall we say, a little bit outside the box as you go through this program further. But we all know outside the box, actions and thinking is where the results happen and live. So please, just go with me, relax, and I want you to enjoy this exercise. It's a little strange, I'm not going to lie to you, but I really want you to enjoy it. Most people are more comfortable doing something like this in a room with the door closed, not only to prevent distractions, but also so you can really get into the exercise and not feel embarrassed or insecure. I want to start this out by first telling you about an amazing study conducted by Dr. Biasiato, I think I pronounced that correctly, from the University of Chicago. I believe this was done in the 60s or 70s, and what he did was split a group of basketball players into three groups and tested each group on how many free throws they could make. Then he took the first group and had them practice free throws every day for an hour a day. The second group, he had them just visualize making the free throws, but not actually practice them. Again, they only visualized themselves making the free throws. And the third group, the control, did nothing. No practice, no visualization, nothing. 30 days later, he tested the groups again. This is interesting. The first group improved by 24%. Not much of a surprise there. They had a pretty decent improvement after practicing for 30 days. Here's the crazy part. The second group improved by 23%, 1% less, without ever touching a basketball. Remember, the second group is the group that only did the visualization exercises. And then the third group, which didn't do the visualization or practice, showed no improvement, which is completely expected. But this is just a great example to the power of visualization. So let's jump right into this. This is going to be a pretty long exercise here, maybe 20 to 30 minutes. So I want you to get comfortable. And actually, right now, let's just get right into it. I want you to close your eyes and stand up. I want you to relax. And take a deep breath in. I want you to hold it, and slowly out through your mouth. We're going to do this two more times, this time a little different though. When you take your breath in, we're going to count to three, and I want you to feel your stomach expanding. Again, that's going to be a breath in through your nose, and I want you to really push your stomach out, feel it expanding. And then we're going to hold it, and then we're going to go out through the mouth slowly again. So you ready? Let's go in through the nose. Feel that stomach expanding. Hold it, hold it, hold it, and slowly out through the mouth. Okay, did you get a little lightheaded? If you did, that's oxygen. It feels good, doesn't it? When was the last time you allowed yourself to take a good deep breath like that? That's called a diaphragmatic breath. It's full of oxygen. If you got a little lightheaded and you need to sit down, go ahead. I want you to be comfortable, but I want to do this one more time. Remember, we want to fill that belly with air, in through the nose, out through the mouth, and really fill that belly with air. You ready? Let's do it. Okay, I want you to open your eyes again. You should feel good. Now I want you to just shake your body out, literally. I want you just, while you're standing there, just, I don't know if you can hear me or not, I'm just kind of shaking, just shake your arms, your legs, you know, shake everything out, and just let that tension flow out of your body. Even if just for moments during this exercise, just let that tension flow. And don't worry, when the exercise is over, you can go back out and get totally stressed again. You have my permission. But for now, I want you to try to really let go of some of the worries. I want you to just let it go. If you'd prefer to sit back down, again, please do so. If you're comfortable standing up, I'd prefer that, but whatever's more comfortable for you. Whether you're sitting or standing, I want you to be tall and proud. I want your chest out, your back straight, your head up. Get into a really confident, strong, and in-charge position. No matter what's going on in your life today or this week or this month, I just want you to be confident and strong right now. I want you in a positive, commanding state for this exercise. And you know what? We're ready to begin. The vision exercise is going to help you to create your map, a resource, and a guide to help you with your decisions. But it's also another type of map. As Tony Robbins calls them, it's going to help you create a massive action plan. But before we can start creating your vision, your map, we need a few rules. You know, imagine when you're driving down a highway, there's speed limits, but sometimes we all break that rule, we break that law. And when we are, we find ourselves looking over our shoulders a little bit. We get a little nervous if we see a police officer. You know, we kind of hit the brakes or we drop a gear so they don't see the brake lights. Or at night, when you know you're speeding and you see a car behind you coming up, a lot of times we think it's a police car and we get a bit nervous. You know, there's other rules in our lives. And another example is that center divider on the highway, you know, a double yellow line on the road. There's nothing but paint dividing you from cars going in the other direction. And if we were to cross over that line, we would inflict an enormous amount of pain and damage onto property and to someone else and onto our bodies. So we need rules, and some rules are easier to break than others, but we need these rules. Our bodies and our minds need these rules. And actually, we all have rules that we live by. We're just not in touch with them mostly. You know, our moments of fear and anxiety come from when we break a rule. We're all programmed that lying is bad, but we still do it once in a while. But when we do, we feel guilty or we get mad at ourselves. So for this first part, I want you to try to get in touch a little bit and try to figure out what are your rules. So grab a piece of paper and a pen and let's just get right into this. You know, we want to discover a little bit about what your rules are or what your values are that you live by. You know, what are the rules and values that command your life? So before we start each section of this exercise, we're going to close our eyes. We're going to take that deep breath. We're going to count to three, and we're going to hold it, and then we're going to blow out through our mouth slowly. So we're going to go in through the nose. Okay, now shake your body out, and you might want to sit down for this part and start writing. I want you to write any rule you can think of that you want to live by or that you currently are living by that you wish you were living by. I don't want you to edit this here. We'll edit this later. For now, I just want you to write. Yeah. Honesty. Integrity. Family. What rules come to mind when you think about family? Friends. What rules come to mind when you think about your friends? Community. Conviction. These are some words that help me think of my rules. They may not be words for you. You might also think of rules as core values. What are core values in your life or in your business? You know, keep writing here. Don't be concerned about others. Don't be concerned about little voices in your head or thoughts or if your rule is socially correct or socially acceptable, whether it's right or wrong. These are your rules. What do you believe at your core? Keep writing. Some of your responses might not fit into this category, but it's fine. We're going to edit later. For now, I just want you to get stuff on paper. We're going to take about 30 more seconds here. And I want you to keep thinking. I'm going to give you a few more ideas here. What are some things that are important to you? What are some rules in your personal life? Trust me, personal life is very, very important into your business. Do you love everybody unconditionally? Even sinners? Or people that write terrible reviews about your restaurant on Yelp? For no reason at all. Or the employee who shows up late, day in and day out. Do you have unconditional love for that person? Is that important to you? If you say you're a person who forgives, are you really practicing it? Do you love your family unconditionally? What are your rules for love? What are your rules regarding relationships? Do you have to show love first in order to receive love? Or do you have to get love first in order to love? I know this is a little complicated for you right now if you've never done anything like this, but just go with me. Just write down anything. Even if you just think about things, I just want you to write anything down. We're wrapping it up here. What are some rules related to money and success? Do you hate money? does money create problems for you? Or does money create freedom for you? These are your rules. Maybe you wish you can change some of them. Maybe you're not proud of them. And trust me, these rules can be changed, but it's complicated and it can take a while. So for now, I just want you to write them down. And okay, I think that was long enough here. So was that interesting? Did you really do that exercise and play full out? Have you ever in your life said that that's not fair? If you have, it's because somebody broke a rule or a rule was not established and they broke an internal rule that you didn't even know was present. If you feel you've left something on the table and you still have more to write, then go ahead and pause this and keep writing as long as you want. This is really, really important. But if you did play out and you're ready to roll on to the next step, let's keep this momentum going. So again, I want you to shake your body out. I want you to stand up. I want you to get into a strong position. I want you to take a deep breath in through the nose. We're going to hold it, then out through the mouth. You ready? That felt great. Let's do one more deep breath. Don't forget to fill that belly with air. Really push that belly out. Nobody's looking. In through the nose, fill that belly, and then out through the mouth. Okay, now we're going to talk about purpose. Why do you do the things you do? What is the purpose in your life, in your business? What's your restaurant's purpose? Why is it here? Why are you here? What were you put on earth for? There's an expression that if the why is strong enough, the how does not matter. We've all heard stories about babies being trapped under heavy objects or cars, and then mom is able to lift it and free their child with some like superhuman strength. When the why is strong enough, the how doesn't matter. You will find a way. There are things in your life, in your job, in your business you don't always have answers to now. But if you create strong enough, compelling reasons as to why, or also what's known as a purpose, the how will present itself. So what's your purpose? Let's take a few moments and think about it and write down your thoughts. Again, I'm going to be talking quietly in the background to help you through this. But just jot down anything that comes to mind. What is your purpose? You know, Panera has a purpose statement. A loaf of bread in every arm. A purpose like that is a framework for their mission and their map. It's broad-reaching. It's long-term. It's much bigger than them. What's your purpose? What's your restaurant's purpose? What's your job's purpose? We've been created for a purpose, for great things, to love and be loved. Mother Teresa defined her life by loving others unconditionally. What defines you? What reasons do you have for doing what you do? Why do you get out of bed every day? Why work through the difficulties? If you can't formulate it perfectly right now, then just write anything down. Write down your thoughts for your business, for your life, for anything. Again, we'll edit this later, just a few more seconds. Okay, I want you to stop right now. If you're still here with me, then you are a committed individual and you're ready for change and you're one of the few that are willing to make it happen. I really want to congratulate you for even making it this far, even though we still have a lot more to go in this vision exercise. But by now you know the routine, so I want you to stand back up. I want you to shake it out. I want you to, you know, go ahead, shake those arms, shake those legs, roll your neck around a bit, relax, and let's take that deep breath again because we're going to start over with mission here in a second. So let's take that deep breath. Okay, you should be pretty familiar with mission statement now, and you probably have one because we've been through this already in the program, but I want to go over mission statement again with you a little bit more, one more time, and I want you to write it down, having already established some rules and some purpose in your life. You know, mission statements are a whole bunch of those fancy words and jargon that generally stir little emotions in anybody, and I want you guys to take it a step further. I want you to take what we've done previously and create a real mission statement, something that's forward-thinking and broad, but not like purpose. I also want you to think about business only at this point. Let's focus back on your business now, not just personal life, but your business. Use some of these values and rules or purpose that we've talked about earlier. What's the purpose of your job? What's the purpose of your restaurant, your hotel? If you're the GM or operator for an absentee owner, then most likely you're writing this for your business. If you're the chef or GM and work with an active owner, then you need to write this in the confines of your position. I want you to share two dramatically different examples with you. You know, Aflac. Here's another example. Aflac, that insurance company with the duck. Their mission statement is to combine aggressive strategic marketing with quality products and services at competitive prices to provide the best insurance value for consumers. Notice something aggressive marketing first. Quality products second. Not the best, just quality. Competitive prices, then best value insurance. Not the best insurance. Does this match their commercials? I think it does. If you're not familiar with the company, they target, you know, middle-of-the-road consumers. They're not trying to be the best. It's quite apparent. They use fun in their marketing, and they really go after, like, the middle-of-the-day crowd, the crowd that probably isn't working or in high-paying jobs. So I think that their mission statement matches their brand. It's clear. There's no ambiguity. I think there's too many words in it. It's a little too fluffy. So, you know, I'm going to show you another example, like Ritz-Carlton. The Ritz-Carlton Hotel is a place where the genuine care and comfort of our guests is our highest mission. We pledge to provide the finest personal service and facilities for our guests who will always enjoy a warm, relaxed, yet refined ambiance. The Ritz-Carlton experience enlivens the senses, instills well-being, and fulfills even the unexpressed wishes and needs of our guests. How clear is that? Are you going to see different form of advertising and attract a different guest, charge a different amount, hire a different staff than Aflac would with their mission statement? This is a guiding principle for your business. It does not and should not always be to the industry leader or to be the best. It should be an honest representation of what you are and what you strive to be. It should guide you and your staff, and it should give you a litmus test for every decision you make or your staff makes. Okay, so by now you should have some ideas on paper, and again, we've already done some mission exercise training here, but again, I just wanted you to kind of tighten it up a bit. What kind of emotions are you getting from what you have on paper? Does it feel like it's aligned with what you really are, with all the work we've done so far? I'm going to give you about 30 more seconds here. Okay, if you're still listening to this, again, I'm so excited for you. I know that you're here with me now because you can sense that my life's work is committed to helping you reach your goals in the restaurant business. My employees were always concerned about my well-being and how much time I would spend coaching them one-on-one, and I would always tell them, if you reach your goals and your potential, then I'll do just fine. You know, a rising tide lifts all ships. So at this point, I want you to congratulate yourself for completing the first phase of the vision exercise, for developing the framework on the roadmap to your life and your business. This next part, these next 10 minutes or so, are actually really fun. It's going to be a little different than what we just did. This is actually, like I said, a really fun part. We're going to take all that hard work that we just did, and we're going to anchor it into your body through some emotions, through some words on paper. But remember, actions are what's going to really get things done. So as soon as you're done with this next part, it's about 10 minutes long, I'm going to say some words here, I'm going to end the session, and then I want you to sit down and I want you to start writing and writing and writing, and I want you to put together an action plan. The way we're going to continually take actions on what we talk about is by anchoring them into our body. And when we're going to literally rewrite the CD in your brain by playing it over and over and over again. And this time it's going to be written with your words, your directions, with your map. Okay, you know the drill. Let's stand up. Let's shake your body out. Shake it. Shake your arm. Shake your leg. Shake your head. Roll it around. You know, relax your neck. Let that tension out. You can go back to being stressful later. I want you to actually, you know what? Be grateful for something right now. Think about something that you're grateful for right now and say it out loud. Did you do it? Did you say something out loud that you're grateful for? Be grateful for your ability to use your ears and to listen to this program. Be grateful for your health. What are you grateful for right now? Notice how this huge smile comes to your face. If you're truly grateful, it's impossible not to smile. Okay, so let's get into this. Deep breaths in through our nose. Hold that belly out. Hold that belly out. Hold it, hold it, hold it. One more time. This is a long exercise here. I know. I'm sorry. One more. Okay, now again, you can stand or you can sit, but I want you to get comfortable. And this time, I really want you to relax. I don't want you to write anything. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to calm down. I want you to slow down. I want you to find your center. Are you relaxed? I want you to imagine the time when you were the most relaxed in your life. What were the smells? Can you smell that when you were the most relaxed in your life? What were the sounds? Who were you with? Why were you so relaxed? Why was everything so calm in your life? I want you to take yourself there. I want you to drop your shoulders, and I want you to just let out that little sigh, a little moan, a little, I know I said I was crazy. Okay, now I want you to imagine it's day one again at your restaurant. Maybe you've not even opened your restaurant yet. Keeping your eyes closed, I want you to find that deep excitement again. I want you to think about a few different parts of your restaurant. I'm going to give them to you. I'm going to walk you through it. The first is brand. What does it look like? Remember, we're back at day one. The first day you opened your restaurant. Again, maybe you haven't even opened your restaurant. What does your brand look like? Where does it sit in the marketplace? Where do you want it to sit in the marketplace? Do you want to do anything about it, or are you happy with where your brand is right now? Do you want to be more recognized? Do you want to be recognized for something other than where you are now? What's your reputation? What do you want to be known for? Do you want to win any awards? Which awards? Specifically, which awards do you want to win? How many of them do you want to win? I want you to see yourself accepting that award right now. I want you to see the announcer calling your name. See the audience applauding as you walk up onto that stage. Look out at the audience right now and deliver your thank you speech. What are you thanking them for? What hard work went into achieving whatever it was that you did to get that award? Who on your team is sitting at that table with you? Who do you need to thank for helping you achieve this goal? If that person's not currently on your team, that's fine. But who is it? Why did you decide to open or buy your restaurant? What feelings and emotions pushed you over the edge? I'm sure people said you're crazy, but you did it anyways. Something inside you was burning, an emotion, a desire. What was it? Was it to create a better life for your family? Did you have something to prove to all those who said you could not do it, but you did anyways? Was it because you're better than what you were doing at your job? Did you need a creative outlet, or was it just because you want to make lots and lots and lots of money? Why did you take this risk and open your restaurant, invest all that money, and give up your security? Okay, now I want you to picture yourself in your restaurant. I want you to picture it full. Fuller than it's ever been before. And I want you to dream here. Remember, this is your vision. This is your dream. Some of the things I'm going to ask you to do, maybe they're currently in your restaurant. Maybe they're not. But this is your dream. It could be anything you want. Again, picture your restaurant full. You've used the map that we're creating right now. You've used your vision and the rules. And it's all coming to reality. I know I haven't given you all the tools yet, but with your purpose, with your resolve, with your reasons why, you'll find the tools. But don't worry, I'm going to give them to you anyways. So imagine your restaurant full. What are your guests wearing? What are the smells, the sounds? Hear some of the conversations. Go say hello to some regulars. Go touch a few of the tables and engage in a conversation. What are they ordering? What are they saying about the food? Is it dark or light in the dining room? What music's playing? Go ahead and walk yourself into the kitchen. What do you see as you're walking into the kitchen? What do you see in the kitchen? Walk yourself over to the bar and greet some of the guests at the host stand. Take your time here. Really use your imagination. Make this as real as possible. Use your five senses. Touch things in your restaurant. Are they greasy and dusty and dirty, or smooth and feel clean? See things in vivid color. The walls, the floors, the artwork, the bar, the chairs, the tables. Are they wood, stained dark or stained light? Are they metal? Are they cold or are they warm? Now hear some sounds. The music playing. Is it a live band or a DJ? Is it slow jazz, Frank Sinatra? What's playing? How loud is it? Can you hear garlic sizzling in the oil back in the kitchen? Now what do you smell? Do you smell that garlic? Is it strong or just subtle and barely there? What other food do you smell cooking in the kitchen? I just love that smell of fresh bread coming right out of the oven and then butter melting on the bread. I love that smell of bread and butter. What else are you smelling in your kitchen? Now, I want you to go ahead and take a taste of something. Take a bite of something, some food. Go ahead, grab a fork and take a bite out of the dish that everybody needs to order because it's your signature dish and you make it better than anyone else in the world. That one that when you cooked it at home, that's when everybody said, you need to open up a restaurant. Take a sip of wine or your favorite beer or cocktail. Not too much now, just a sip. How sweet is the iced tea? Is there ice in your water or do you just pour it cold? Do you serve it with lemon or without? How's the lemon cut? Keep going. Get deeper in there. This is your dream restaurant. Dream again. Make it real. Make it real. Now think about what your life has become. What does your day look like? When do you head into your restaurant? Do you have multiple locations and you're working out of a central office? What hours are you working? What days are you working? What do your days off look like? Do you take days off, or do you love your work and your business so much that you work every day, but it's not even work for you, it's just fun? Is your family life strong? Are your relationships with coworkers and partners and spouses and children and friends strong? What do they look like? Are you giving time to all the people you've never had time for in the past? Take one more minute and imagine everything you have ever wanted because you followed through. You did the work. You took the time. You made the decisions, the tough decisions, the ones that most people won't make. Let's talk again about those people, about the people and the staff and in the area, wherever you're standing right now. You know, I get the most bitching and complaining about people. So this is your chance. I'll give you the skills later that you need to attract, train, and develop the staff of your dreams. A staff that's friendly, polite, talented, and does what's expected of them every time. Remember, if the why is strong enough, the how doesn't matter. If the vision is clear, the how will present itself. So see your staff. See them responding to you. See them doing their jobs. What kind of environment have you created for your staff? Where do you have management meetings? Are they in your restaurant? Or do you meet in the park across the street? Are you a little bit like Google and have some fun? Or are you serious and strict and everything is done according to a plan? Do you have a yearly retreat with your entire team? Maybe a barbecue at your house? Or do you switch holiday parties with a friend's restaurant so you can go and have a good time, or your whole staff can have a good time at their restaurant and not have to work? And then you repay the favor for them. Now let's think about growth for a second. I didn't give you any timelines here. I didn't say think in a year or 5 years or 10 years. I just wanted you to think about the future. So now I just want you to dream for a minute, to see whatever it is that you want to see. How many restaurants do you have? Two? Three? Are they local? Are they bigger? Are they smaller? Are you international with units all over the world? Are there other concepts you want to develop? What are they? How much time is all this going to take? How important is this to your family? How important is all of this to your team? And lastly, I want you to think about the end. How does this all end for you? What's your exit strategy? Most people don't vision this. Even people who are great at vision don't vision the end. They don't vision the exit. But I want you to. I want you to see it. Are you going to pass everything you just created onto your children? Will you sell to one of your managers? Will you be big enough that one of the huge chains like Pepsi or Brinker will buy you out? What are you going to do at the end of all this, once you've created everything you've wanted? All right. Now, just for a moment here, I want you to imagine tearing up everything we just did. I want you to imagine literally ripping up those pages. You never did any of that work. You've never been to my website. You've never bought any of my books. You've never listened to this exercise. Walk into your restaurant now. What does it look like? What does your life look like? What are the smells and the feelings of your restaurant? How are your relationships with your family and friends? Are they strained? Are you tired? Are you having trouble paying bills? Are you taking home stress? Go forward 1 year. What's different? If you don't make the changes now, if you never went through this program, if you never listened to any of the rest of this program, what's going to change a year from now, 2 years from now? What does your restaurant look like 2 years from now? What's the stress at home look like 2 years from now? How are you able to pay your bills 2 years from now? Are you still using those same lame excuses as to why you're not doing things, why you're not getting it done? Go forward 5 years. Is your restaurant even still open? Are you still in business? Did you ever get your restaurant open? Are you still working that same crappy job? What if the economy doesn't get better? What if food prices continue to rise? All the experts say prices are going up. That's just the world we live in. Gas will never be a dollar again. Can you afford to live like this? Do you want to live like this? If you're okay with an average life, then turn this off right now and go back. But if not, say no. Say no. I'll do whatever it takes. I'll do it. I'll do it right now. I'll do whatever it takes. Say it out loud. All right, good. Now I want you to shake all that negativity out of your body. I want you to go back to your happy place. I want you to take your deep breath. I want you to shake it all out. And keep your eyes closed. Go back into your perfect restaurant, the restaurant that you imagined, the dream restaurant, the one where you've made all those changes, where you've done the work. Go back inside again. Feel it again. Feel how clean it is. Hear the sounds again. Feel the energy of a busy restaurant in combination with the peace and serenity of knowing that it's running smooth, that you have all the systems in place. Everybody takes home a fair paycheck, even you. You're making so much money, you don't feel like you're working that hard. Your family gets to see you. You get time off to be with your kids, to coach their soccer game, to play some golf. You deserve it. Your family deserves it. You've done the work. You've made the changes. You've implemented the systems. You've developed your people. Now, who's proud of you? Who have you impressed the most? Who is standing by your side looking at you and telling you how amazing you are? What an amazing role model you are. Take one last walk through your restaurant. Say goodnight to everybody. Know that you can go home and your staff will close the restaurant perfectly. Tell them they've done a great job. Check the sales one last time. Where are the sales for the day? And walk out the front door. And go home. Can you see yourself at home now and give your family a hug? What will that hug feel like with your family? When the sales are where they're supposed to be and the restaurant can close on its own and you're doing everything exactly how you planned. Give your spouse a kiss. Give your kids a kiss goodnight. What's your home look like? Look around your house for a second. What does it look like? How different is it? How do you feel as you lay your head on your pillow to go to sleep at the end of the night? Now I want you to slowly open your eyes. In a minute here, I'm going to want you to write down everything you just felt, all the people, the feelings, the emotions, the compelling reasons why you must continue on, why you must learn the things you don't know yet to create your vision. Don't start writing anything yet, just in a second. You've created your purposes, your visions. Are they stronger than they were before? Do they feel like they're anchored in you now? I want you to make them real. I want you to make them vivid as you write them down. Why are you doing this? Is it for your kids? If so, why are you doing it for your kids? Is it so you can be a role model? So they can be proud of you? So you can send them on to the best education with no debt? So they can have the best medical treatments should anything ever happen? I want you to write all of this down in a minute when we're done here. But I want you to really feel it. I want you to feel the emotions. I want you to feel them deep in your heart. Sometimes what I do after I write all this down is I take that piece of paper and I close my eyes and I hold that piece of paper over my heart and I feel the words becoming one with my body. You can let the emotions out. If you feel like crying right now, cry. If you feel like screaming right now, scream. If you're so at peace and happy and calm that you just want to relax here for another minute, then please do that. But in a minute, I want you to write everything down again as vividly as you remember it from your dream. Write anything you saw in that dream. Write it down. You can edit it later. But just write and write and write and write until your hand hurts from writing, and then write some more. Write through the pain. Write every feeling, every color, every taste that you dreamed about. Write it down. Go into details about the food, the plates, the water glasses, the lemons, the shape of the ice cubes, the bar stools, the music, the kitchen, the energy in the room. What were the guests wearing? These memories are vivid now, but they'll fade. If you don't write them down, you won't retain this. Over the next few days, I want you to make a dream board. I want you to get catalogs. Go online. Print out pictures of the new plates, the new tables, the bar stools, the glassware. Write your new menu. Make it all perfect. Make it exactly how you want it. Imagine the systems in place to make better use of your time. Write those down. Get pictures of where you want to go on vacation, what you would do with your free time. And most of all, I want you to congratulate yourself. You've completed a very detailed and long vision exercise. Give yourself a round of applause. I want you to celebrate this accomplishment. I want you to go out to dinner or play a round of golf or spend an hour with your kids. No TV, no stress. Celebrate it as soon as possible. Celebrate as if everything has already happened. This is so crucial to anchoring this into your body. You know, every great athlete will tell you that they've prepared for their career-defining moment a million times before they have actually ever faced it. So when it happens, they're ready. You're prepared for your moments. I want you to use this vision as you go through the rest of the program. I want you to get even more clear on your vision. I want you to rewrite it over and over and over again and get so specific. Create that vision board where you cut out the images. Remember, a picture is worth 1,000 words, and a vision is exactly that. It's something that you can see and explain in a way that others can understand it. What better way than with pictures? What better way to get your current staff on board than showing them your vision board? Explaining is great, but show them. Show them what they're working hard for and what they're a part of building. Let them know how much you need them as a part of your team and why. Remember, when the why is strong enough, the how doesn't matter. Later in the program, on the final day, I'm going to share with you some of the exact steps you can take and the exact strategies to get your entire team engaged and on board with your vision. Then I'm going to share with you exactly how to create the goals, but not just goals that are huge and feel impossible. I'm going to show you how to take your vision and turn that vision into a goal, then turn the goal into a project, and then the project into a task, and eventually every task into an action item. Think about this for a second. If you want to increase sales by $100,000 next year, then you only need to increase sales by $8,300 a month or $277 a day. If you serve 200 people a day, then you only have to increase sales by $1.34 per person. All of a sudden, that goal of $100,000 a year doesn't seem so hard. I'm going to teach you how to do that with everything, with your vision. I'm going to teach you how to take your vision and break it down into action items, into manageable steps. But that's been enough for now. There'll be more on this later. You should be feeling good right now. If you're feeling good, then say it out loud. Say, I'm excited. No, come on. Say, I'm excited. The script of your life is right in front of you. And the best part is you wrote it exactly how you wanted to live it. It's not fate or destiny. You determine your own fate. Now say it again with me. Say, I'm excited. Athletes scream and do obnoxious things when they accomplish a goal. We don't make fun of them. We buy their t-shirts and watch them on TV. We scream along with them. We get excited. So get excited about your business. It's your Super Bowl. Dress the part. Party before the game and celebrate the win. I want to thank you so much for spending the last few minutes with me. Thank you for committing so much of your precious time and going through this program. I hope to meet you one day soon, whether it's at one of my live events, or maybe you'll remember to invite me when you open up your next restaurant. But until then, every day in your business, create, manage, and master your systems while being the leader to your staff. Ask yourself in everything you do if you're dabbling or mastering, And every day in your life, tell somebody how much you love them. Do something that brings a smile to your face and be a little bit more of a good person than you were yesterday. This has been Ryan Gromfin with the Restaurant Owner's Roadmap, Restaurant Profit and Performance, and the Restaurant Boss. Now, go write this all down and make that vision a reality.